Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time this reaches you, man. So, I could talk about what's really, really trending. The Kwame Brown, Gilbert Arenas thing that's trending. I'll probably talk about that later on. But I want to talk about something I noticed, man. Something I seen. And I don't care if 5 people listen to this damn thing, but WAC 100 kind of exposed Mob James, man. Now, if you a true fan of, you know, you kind of watch Gangsta Chronicles from the Digital Soapbox Network, or for what else? If you kind of follow Street TV, which was formerly Street Gangs with Alex Alonzo, if you follow Alex Alonzo, if you know who Reggie Wright is, you know what I'm saying? You kind of understand what's going on with the Mob James situation. Now, Mob James is this big bad OG Piru dude from Compton, California that, you know, he gained a lot of fame through his Vlad TV interviews. So through his Vlad TV interviews, he kind of got his name up. And a lot of people follow Mob James because of his Vlad TV interviews, him telling the stories about Death Row, him telling the stories about him growing up in Compton and the violence that he's been a part of in his previous years. And a lot of people are kind of taking a liking to him. But as of recently, you know, this guy from another gang that's basically on the border of Linwood, called Cross Atlantic Piru, has paperwork and pictures. And these pictures, while I can't definitively say, wow, that's Mob James, it looks a lot like Mob James. It looks a lot like Mob James. The only thing that's fishy is the guy that's in the picture is wearing a Cross Atlantic Piru hat, which is the Atlanta Braves hat. But at the same time, he's not, nobody's saying who this guy is. So even though Mob James says, that's not me. It's almost like, well, then who is it? If it's not you, then who is it? Nobody else is saying who it is if it's not him. And not only that, the guy who got locked up, like I said, his name is FG. He's from Cross Atlantic Piru. He's a reputable, you know, D-boy. He came out with the paperwork and the pictures, and he's like, yes, that was indeed Mob James. I don't care what he says. That was him. And he's like, I did 8 years. Trust me, I would know. I got sentenced to 10. I did 8 years. I know that he was the one that was that set me up, because the paperwork says CW, which means cooperating witness. But in the pictures, it's a big black greasy dude, and it kind of resembles Mob James. So it's like, you know, it's like one of these things where it's up in the air, but the way that Mob James is responding to it isn't really indicative of a person who's really innocent. He's stuttering, he's acting like he's bumbling over his words. So we'll get into that, man. But look, so WAC 100, he's been on this campaign where he was like, yeah, I'm going to expose Mob James, which is kind of weird, because it's like, dude, you're doing business with 6ix9ine, and this is the biggest rat of all time. Like, 6ix9ine locked more niggas up than goddamn Ronald Reagan. Like, he locked more niggas up than than Bill Clinton and Joe Biden combined during the fucking for the whole the whole new Jim Crow thing, the whole new Jim Crow thing with the, they put out them 94 crime bill laws. Like, this nigga Tekashi was pointing out everybody. He took down the entire organization, right? So, and you're down with this guy, but you're like so adamant about exposing Mob James, which is like, okay, you know, I just don't understand it. He's so big on paperwork and, you know, exposing who told and who ratted, but he's working with the biggest rat of all times. It's like Tekashi 6ix9ine. He, you know, it's just WAC 100 is a walking contradiction. He says, "Oh, well, Suge is a punk because he PC'd up." So it's like, what was Tekashi 6ix9ine doing in jail? He immediately PC'd up. Like, it just makes no sense. You're like, you're doing business with a guy that is against everything that you say is a street code and all of that stuff. So it's like, okay, that's neither here nor there, but I just had to put that out there. Like, that's a contradiction. And then when people confront you about that, you say, oh, well, that's business. I'm not doing no street business. But what I surmise is that WAC 100 is just trying to get the life rights to Tekashi 6ix9ine so he can sell it and, you know, try to, you know, 50 Cent, you know, try to, hey, look, we can make a movie, we can make a docuseries, or we can make he already has a docuseries, but we can make a series, like, oh, you know, showing, like, how he joined the gang and all the stuff that happened during his, you know, because I think 50 Cent said he wanted to work with 6ix9ine just to get the life right so he can make a show out of it. You know, and I think 50 would just freak it out. And I'm going on a diatribe, but damn. That's what I think what WAC 100 is trying to do with that 6ix9ine stuff. So, with Mob James, you know, it came to a boil on this channel called Bomb First. And I'm a, like, huge Bomb First fan. I remember when they had less than, like, 8,000 subscribers. Right, and I like joined on, and I'm like, man, this is crazy, you know. And the whole thing about Bomb First is about exposing people, you know. He put up the paperwork of Snoop Dogg and Daz writing a police report about their run-ins, you know, with Death Row, kind of like right after Snoop Dogg left Death Row. You know, you're like Reggie White is putting up all of this stuff. I'm talking about who snitched, who did this, who did that, what really happened. You know, he'll call up people that he knew, and he'll get actual testimonials about what happened. And even WAC 100's like, dude, when it comes to the history of Death Row, there's nobody that knows it better than Reggie Wright. And that's what kind of brought me to the channel, you know. And plus, Reggie Wright was already gaining momentum with Gangsta Chronicles, the original Gangsta Chronicles, where I'm talking about, it was him, Alex Alonzo, and Mob James. The dynamic worked because, you know, Alex Alonzo is a journalist, and he was asking the difficult questions. He didn't care if it was confrontation or whatever. It worked out good, but they changed everything. So I don't know what Reggie was thinking, but Reggie's like, all right, Bomb First family, you know, we're going to have Mob James up on here, and he's going to explain, like, it's a Q&A. So Mob James, for some dumbass reason, accepts the Q&A. He comes on the channel and, you know, he's stumbling, he's bumbling, he's not being clear, he's talking in circles, and then WAC 100 pops up around the 50-minute mark, and he's like, yeah, dude, we're on here. We're on here, and we got this paperwork, and you got to explain yourself, homie. And it was just embarrassing, man. Like, I honestly felt bad for Mob James. It was so bad that people in the comments were saying, Reggie Wright set up Mob James, because that's how bad Mob James looked. He was stuttering, he was stumbling, he was getting frustrated and mad, but he couldn't refute what the guy FG was saying from Cross Atlantic Piru. There was a woman who was a wife of a husband that he put in jail, allegedly, and she was saying that it was Mob James, and this has been a rumor around Death Row for like many, many years. Like, the guy got locked up around 2002. So, this has been an ongoing rumor for at least, you know, years, at least 15 years. So, people tried to turn a blind eye to it and everything, right? So, when WAC 100 gets on there, he's just poking fun at, he gets Mob James so mad that Mob James just hangs up the phone, because it's not that he can really refute anything that WAC 100 said. And he's like, WAC 100 says, man, Mob James was an OG Paru before he went bad. And everybody is the fucking, like, I guess his little clubhouse room, they start busting up laughing, man. And you know, it was a great show, man. And I'm saying this to, because I'm like, dude, I'm low-key mad that Reggie and John, they deleted the damn whatchamacallit, man. They deleted the damn video. And now WAC 100 said there was another video on Bomb First where he confronted Mob James, and they deleted that one. So I kind of had a hunch that, yeah, Reggie Wright is going to delete this, because Mob James got mad. And he got mad at Reggie Wright because there was some stuff that was said between Reggie Wright and Mob James about him deleting that first video that got brought up again by WAC 100. And then WAC 100 says, don't lie, Reggie, don't lie. He's like, you told me that he told you that he wanted that video off the channel, so you delete it because that's a friend of yours. And Reggie had to try to play the middle of the fence, but that was the straw that broke the camel's back and made Mob James hang up the phone. So they had a conversation after the video was already posted up, but all of a sudden the video went private, which means he deleted it, or it's just never coming back up again. And everybody in the comment section was like, man, this was the best fucking show on Bomb First, dude. This show was like the show. You know what I mean? Like, all of these years listening to this podcast, watching this channel, bro, this is it. This is the one right here. And not just one person. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds. They're getting like more interaction than they've ever gotten on any video, mostly positive. And they're just getting feedback, and it's jumping, dude. It's the videos by now would at least did 90,000, 100,000. But it got taken down again by Reggie. And I'm like, dude, what the hell, man? What the hell, bro? Like, why did you delete that, man? But yeah, we know why he deleted it. Because his friend was looking bad, bro. Real bad. His friend was looking all bad. And WAC 100 was kind of getting his rocks off, looking at the guy just fumble, bumble, stumble, and just look like, just look bad, you know, because it did. Whether Mob James did it or not, it just looks bad the way that Mob James reacted. And man, it's just disappointing that Reggie deleted that video, man. But there's this channel called Bomb First, you know, and it's like, man, it has so much stuff like behind the scenes music stuff, you know, and it's like, dude, how could you be about exposing all these other people, all these other celebrities? But when it's your homeboy being exposed, you gotta, oh no, you gotta cover that up, or you gotta try to patch that up. That's just no good, bro. That just makes you just look, that just makes everything that you say or everything that you do from this point forward look like hypocritical. And then, you know, Alex Alonso, he's interviewing the guy on Street TV. He set up an interview, so he could give a damn about he could give a damn about Mob James. But really, I think it's because him and Mob James are cool. I won't say like they fell out or something ever since that Gangster Chronicles stuff. But what I will say is that like Alex Alonso isn't scared to put up some Alex Alonso isn't scared to put up some footage that's going to be about Mob James looking bad. He doesn't really care, you know, and he's not going to delete it off his channel. Like, I don't know what, you know, like, I don't know what Mob James is going to try to do with this Alex Alonso situation, but there's an interview coming up where the guy speaks about details involving Mob James being the cooperating witness that got him put in jail for 8 to 10 years. So Alex Alonso's not deleting that video, dog. He's not. He's not going to delete it. That's his channel. That's his content. So it's trending. It's popping. He's a journalist. He's going to go after it. So that's one thing I respect about Alex Alonso. He's like, dude, I'm putting it out. But let me head in the plantation, man. I'll probably make another one about Kwame Brown and Gilbert Arenas. But all I can say about that so far is it's about goddamn time, bro. It's about time. There's a lot of Kwame Brown dick ride, man. All right, so I'll catch y'all later.